In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen.
Dear saints, assuming the goodness to be here, because it is the dwelling place of the Lord, that a day here in his courts is better than 1,000 elsewhere. Assuming the goodness to be here, because here is a place where we get to hear the Father's voice. This is my beloved Son with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him. And we get to listen to him. And he tells us that we too are loved by God, children of the Heavenly Father. Assuming the goodness to be here, because here is a place where we can lift up our eyes in the midst of so many things that we are seeing in our life, and we can see Jesus only, and hear him say, "Rise, have no fear." Assuming that, what fears do you bring with you today? It is so good for you to be here. And it is so good that you have brought your fears with you today. Despite the many differences of fears that we might all have, different things happening in each and every one of our lives and families, there is one thing that we all need, and that is courage. The reminder to wait on the Lord. The reminder to be of good courage. Because courage for the Christian doesn't make the things that we are afraid of go away. Courage helps us face the fears with the confidence that if God is for us, then who can be against us? And with hope that in God we will not ultimately be put to shame. Courage for the Christian is brought about because you are here and because Jesus is here for you. Jesus only for you. Rise, have no fear. Courage is brought about by the Lord only. So what fears do you bring? Fears of the unknown? Fears of not being enough? Fears of not having enough? Fears of what is happening to your body, to your family? Fears of what is happening to your soul? Well, good. You're in the right place. For Christians to sing to you that the Lord is your light and your salvation, whom shall you fear? This Sunday, the day in which we consider the transfiguration of our Lord, is a wonderful Sunday, as every Sunday is, to receive courage. Our Lord Jesus has promised you trouble in this world. It's assumed. We walk through the valley of the shadow of death. That's scary. Jesus has also promised his Christians, in addition to living in a fallen world, rejection and the attacks of the devil. Right before Jesus is transfigured, Jesus had begun to show his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem to suffer many things from the elders and the chief priests and the scribes and be killed, and on the third day be raised. Peter took Jesus aside and said, "No, Jesus." He rebuked Jesus, saying, "Far be it from you, Lord. This shall never happen to you." This gives us good context for Peter's words, "It's good to be here." Let me make three tents, one for you, one for Moses, one for Elijah, and we can stay here. We can stay here because down there is a lot of scary stuff, Jesus. Courage doesn't make the fears and the things that are scary go away. Courage means we face the fears. We need to hear when we are scared of facing the fears what Jesus then said to Peter, "Get behind me, Satan. You are a hindrance to me. You are not setting your mind on the things of God, You are setting your mind on the things of man. For the things of God include suffering. The God-man suffering for us, taking our sin and our shame to the cross, rightfully receiving what we deserve so that we might have the confidence that God is with us, forgives us, face our fears with Him. The things of God include the call for you to deny yourself, to take up your cross, to follow Him. For whoever would save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake, Jesus says, will find it. For what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and forfeits his soul? Or what shall a man give in return for his soul? And for that call, dear saints, you need courage. Courage to deny your sinful flesh. Courage to deny your sinful desires. Courage to take up your cross in suffering and to follow Jesus, rejoicing in His will, not yours. Walking His ways, not yours. So what fears do you bring today? Jesus is Lord. He showed that to Peter and James and John. He gave them a glimpse of His divinity, His lordness. He was transfigured before them. His face shone like the sun. His clothes became white as light. Jesus is Lord. Be of good courage. Moses and Elijah appear. All of the Bible witness to Jesus. All of the life find their center in Christ. And you are in Him. And He is with you. So be of good courage. A bright cloud overshadowed them. A voice from the cloud said, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to Him." Be of good courage. And what's fascinating in the text, what's always fascinating, what always catches me, is what happens next. That after all of that, then it reveals that the disciples were terrified. Only at that word, "Listen to Him," does it seem that they begun to be terrified. Because here in this place, when you hear His word, when you are commanded to listen to Him above all things, here in this place, we are all stripped. We are all stripped of being fearful of the wrong things. We are all stripped of misplacing our fears. We are all stripped of the doubts that we have because we do not go out with courage, because we do not believe as we should. We don't listen as we should, and for that we deserve God's wrath. And we should fear His wrath above all things. The truth that God is here is not in and of itself good news, because He could be here to give me and you what we deserve for not listening to Him as we should, for misplacing our fears. All fears for the Christian should begin to melt away in the command to fear the Lord only. But the Jesus that was there and the Jesus that is here comes and He touches them and He says, "Rise, have no fear." And they look up and they see Jesus only. The one that you are called to fear alone promises you He's nothing to be afraid of. He loves you. He forgives you. He loves to be with you. He's not mad at you. The Son of God that we should fear above all things, who on that day was transfigured and His clothes became white as light, is here to clothe you with His righteousness. The Son of God, whose clothes became white as light, is the Son of God who allowed all of the sin and the shame and the dirt that you come sullied with today to go upon himself. He is the God bearer. He is the sin bearer, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. That the Son of God, who was powerful enough that he was walking down streets and people were saying, if I only touch his garments, I will be made well, is also the one who is here and allowed himself to be stripped and beaten and have his clothes be taken off his back and be taken to the judgment that we deserve. He is the one who picked up his cross and carried it to the place where his clothes would be stripped again, divided among the soldiers with a beautiful piece of clothing, cast lots for it. It is all to show you that you should have nothing to fear because he loves you. And that he is the one who clothes you. That he is the one who washes you in his blood. You need to listen to that for courage. And it is good that we are here to receive courage again. And you'll need to come back because you'll need it again. Listen to him. Wait on him. And be of good courage. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.